1955 Ford Fairlane Crown Victoria glass top. It was in an old airport hangar, and it had about 1 inch of dust all over it. I couldn't even tell if there was a glass roof on it at first. The owner selling it at the time pointed it out to me. And I thought, maybe I should grab this one. There's something special about this car.
How many people hours do you think you put into this car to get it to where we see it today?
I used two separate professionals, and that added up to about 700 hours. My own time is probably between 300 and 400 hours myself.
Boy, that's you've put your life into this car, obviously.
The last 10 years, for sure. It was neglected. A lot of cars are, and unfortunately, I'm guilty of that as well. It was neglected for a long time.
You may have said at the start, and I'm just trying to recall, but what do you call this color? Did you tell me what it was earlier or no?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good.
Like I said, it was poorly modified in the 70s, so this color wasn't on the car. I found this color underneath the chrome Tierra strip across the roof. So the two colors, mountain green and a snowshoe white, 1955 Ford color palette.
Anything else for anybody that's going to go get a car? Somebody that's listening to this broadcast and thinks, I'd like to restore a car. What are the high points you tell them before they got going on it then?
High points? You have a frame of mind that, okay, this is it. I'm all in. Because once you start, there's a point of no return. You will get to a point of no return, of course.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time, Rick.
You're welcome.
That's all I need.